My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now. Because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. And what a fantastic lineup we have in store for you. In our Mentor and Apprenticeship feature, we hear from Mark Eaton, former Utah Jazz center, NBA All-Star, and professional motivational speaker. We also hear from Brian Sullivan, the host of Power Lunch, a business program on CNBC. We also talk about paid student athletes with North Dakota State President Dean Bershani, plus big data and much, much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
I'm proud to say that Grand Forks in my home state of North Dakota made the cut and is today one of the premier test sites and hubs of UAS research and development in America. The work that they have done there and at the other five sites across the nation has been nothing less than remarkable, which is why I'm here today to make the case for some additional amendments to help them maintain that momentum. The first is Hoeven Amendment 3500, which extends authorization for the six test sites for another 5 years. The previous FAA bill from 2012 authorized the test sites for 5 years, and the legislation before us extends that to just an additional few months through September 30th of 2017. Our amendment would extend this authorization by an additional 5 years through September 30, 2022. The Northern Plains Test Site in North Dakota has some important achievements to point to, supporting NASA's UAS-related research. Research and testing at up to 1,200 feet across the entire state of North Dakota, far above the limits for commercial small unmanned aerial systems. Nighttime UAS operations and approval to fly multiple types of UAS in the same airspace. Nevertheless, there's plenty of work left to do in support of integrating UAS into the national airspace, and that will require investment and support from industry partners. They will be much more likely to use the FAA test sites if they can be sure those test sites will be operational beyond the end of next year.
And that was U.S. Senator John Hoeven. In our next segment, we hear from U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
The MQ-9 Reaper Wing is absolutely the right fit for Grand Forks. We are so excited about pursuing this option, about pursuing this opportunity, and we know that, I think they know that Grand Forks is a great place for this wing, in part because they've been to Grand Forks quite a bit, taken a look at the operation there. They understand the synergies of the University of North Dakota and the other institutions of higher learning. We know that the FAA and the test site is also another great feather in the cap of the region in terms of integrating remotely piloted aircraft into the air. we have, I think, the extended use lease where we see commercial build out as well. We believe that there's no better place for remotely piloted aircraft wing than the Grand Forks Air Base. And so we're going to be telling that story over and over and over again until they're sick of talking to us.
And that was U.S. Senator Heidi Heitkamp. To listen to the full-length interview or other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
United Frac, a reputation for the best quality new and used frac tanks. United Frac prides themselves in selling only the highest quality oil field equipment. United Frac has the largest frac tank inventory in North America. This includes new and pre-owned tanks. Contact a salesman today. Discover why United Frac sells more tanks in a week than competitors do in a year. Call toll-free 866-513-0565 or go to UnitedFrac.com. That's United Frac.
It's time to get your rods and your reels ready for this year's fishing season. Today we talk with Tony Schmidt and Mike Tyson of Clean Cut Solutions, inventors of Filet Maker. My name is Otis, your multimedia kidtrepreneur, and this is the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. As I mentioned earlier, it's fishing season, and we have a couple of men who love fishing so much they found out a way to make a living at it. Up next, inventors Mike Tyson and Tony Schmidt with their idea to make cleaning fish a whole lot easier.
Kids and Capitalism.
Kids in Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
To the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. My name is Otis, your host and multimedia kidtrepreneur. Today we talk with Tony Schmidt and Mike Tyson of Clean Cut Solutions, inventors of Filet Maker. When was your business founded?
It was founded in June of 2014.
What was your first job?
My first job? That's a good question. I got to go back about 50 years for this question. My first job was actually on a mink ranch, and I was making about 30 cents an hour. And you know what? I hated the job.
Why did you take it?
Because I wanted the money to buy a pair of pants that I wanted at JCPenney's and Crossroads in St. Cloud.
How old were you when you got your first job?
15 years old.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
What was your first job?
My first job was working for my dad when I was about 8 years old in the summer. What I would do is chip the mortar off a brick so he could reuse the bricks.
How old were you?
I would say I was about 9 years old.
What was your first business?
My first business, I started Mike's Repair in 1983, so I've had a repair business for 32 years now.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You bet, thank you.
To listen to the entire interview with Tony Schmidt and Mike Tyson, inventors of the Filet Maker, or to listen to other KidCasts, to visit kidsandcapitalism.com.
Yeah, I'll be wishing I was fishing. Stuck all week at work. This cubicle makes me claustrophobic, baby, and my boss man's a daggum jerk.
From the entire cast at Kids in Capitalism, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
Be just fine. And if there's something biting on my fishing line, cause I know Monday morning it's back to paying bills. And I'll be wishing I was fishing while I'm stuck all week at work. All this cubicle makes me claustrophobic, baby. My boss man's a daggum jerk.
Kids and Capitalism.
This Kids and Capitalism KidCast is sponsored by Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.